The Upper East Regional Minister, Mark Oyungu, has pledged to conduct a clean campaign in the NDC primaries in the Navrongo Central constituency. He has also promised that should he lose in the primaries, he would submit himself to the party and fully cooperate and support the winner to win the Navrongo Central constituency seat for the NDC. Mr. Oyungu made the pledge when he picked nomination forms to contest primaries. Joyce Kantam of Radio Ghana witnessed the ceremony and has filed this report.
The Upper East region has 13 constituencies. In the 2008 parliamentary elections, the NDC won 8 seats. Navrongo Central, Boku Central, Chana Paga and Binduri seats were taken by the MPP, while the PNC took the Busa South constituency seat. Last month, the General Secretary of the NDC, Johnson Esiedu Nketia, announced the timetable for the conduct of NDC primaries throughout the country. According to him, filing of nominations was to start last month and end on 16 September 2011. Mr. Esiedu stated that in constituencies which have no sitting NDC MPs, any qualified NDC member can contest the primaries. It is against this background that three candidates are contesting the NDC primaries in Navrongo Central. The other two contestants are Jacob Atule, Deputy National Youth Employment Coordinator, and Samson Tangwan Chiragia of the Internal Revenue Service. The endorsed nomination forms are to be submitted on Friday, 16 September 2011, accompanied with a banker's draft of 2,000 Ghana cities. Addressing the constituency delegates and some party supporters, Mr. Oyungu said, in 2008, when he contested for the seat, he raised the fortune of the NDC from 6,000 votes in 2005 to 13,000 in 2008. He was confident that if given the nod and needed support, he would wrest the seat from the MPP for the NDC. Mr. Oyungu said, with the massive development projects spread all over the region, the people will reciprocate the gesture by returning the NDC to power in 2012. Earlier, Mr. Oyungu had gone to introduce himself to the regent of Navrongo, Ata Belina Ada, who prayed for him and wished him well.
Joyce Kantam's report.